Coming up this weekend, the Atlantic Golf and Country Club will once again be hosting the Tournament of Champions as a number, and I mean a good number, of golfers turn out for a good weekend of three rounds of golf and some other festivities and things. Going to talk a little bit about all that here this morning. Doug Leonard is part of the organizing committee for the Tournament of Champions at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Thanks for the time. How's it been so far? Has the coordination been good thus far?
Oh, we've had a great, great experience. You know, that kind of starts with, maybe talked about this last year too. Matt Mullenix and I have kind of worked on this several years. And then last year we brought on some other folks to help us, Dustin McLaren, Zach Christensen, and Jeff Gergen. And adding those guys has made this whole process a lot easier. Zach and Matt are great organizers of the tournament, getting the website set up, getting people registered online. Dustin's a great fundraiser, going out there and getting sponsorships. And I just come along for the ride.
Well, last year, if folks recall, took a chance and changed the format. In the past, the Tournament of Champions has traditionally been a tournament of champions, of club champions across the state and some others as well. But last year kind of tossed that format out the door and just kind of left it more open to get a little bit more interest involved in that tournament here late in the summer. It seemed to have worked, and looking at the numbers this year, it seems to be popular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, last year I think we were right about a little over 100 total in all three divisions. You know, the previous, 5 or 6 years, our numbers had been waning. I mean, we were somewhere from 80 to 90 at the most, but, usually around 80 golfers. So last year we had a big bump, and then this year we're up to 113, which is an outstanding number. I think I probably helped with this event now for maybe 10 years or so, I can't remember, but that's by far the most we've had that I can remember. And to me, the exciting thing, Jim, is that 73 of that number is in the open division. So we have a huge open division of golfers, and it's going to be competitive.
Yeah, the trend has been more seniors, and then we had some super seniors as well, but the senior division was growing at the expense of kind of the open division. Mm-hmm. That has turned around then.
Well, some of us are getting older, Some of my friends that are great golfers, Dustin and Darby McLaren, those guys, we all are in our 50s now. I'm not a good golfer, but, those guys have bumped up a division. But, we have some guys that could play in the open, senior division who come down and play in the open division still because they're great players.
Very good. Well, it's nice to see that it's still as popular as it has been in the past. And I know it's a benefit in the past where, for example, you win your club championship and perhaps the club would pay your entry fee, and that was a nice little perk. But having to maybe travel across the state, spend the weekend somewhere, we all know what that's like with family commitments and getting close to school and things. It's not always convenient for folks to do. And, there are all kinds of excuses and reasons we could give for why the numbers were kind of going where they were going. But this just affords more people the opportunity to be able to participate, make that decision, and a lot of them are very committed to this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have folks that have come to this event for 20 or 30 years. And you mentioned about coming here and staying. One of the things that we've offered the last couple years is to the golfers, if they would like to, we have host families, folks from the country club who are willing to have golfers come in and stay with them because, it is an expense. It's a Friday night, a Saturday night, and 3 days of playing and all those things. So that's what Jeff Gergen has helped with, was getting that organized.
Now, what you'll find if you look through the list of those who are registered to play, you're going to see a lot of area names, names from the area, which is fine. We've always had that. But you haven't lost that feel or that reach from the past, where we used to get guys who would come in because they were tournament champions at their clubs and they were playing and participating here because they liked it. We've got a lot of folks who are past champions, who are folks who have participated through that older system that still want to come back and play. It says a lot.
Oh, it does. I mean, you've got guys, in the senior division, Rick Thompson, John Wilmore, those guys. You've got Del Miller, guys that have been coming for a long time and have won different divisions. And again, some guys that have played in the open now moving up to the senior. I envision the senior division this year is going to be very competitive, along with the other two as well.
Should be some fun, and I'm looking forward. I was looking at the tee times list, and the very last tee time on there, you get the defending champ, Dr. Matt Warish. Boy, and he's playing with his son.
Yeah, that's a couple of a good Warish golfers there, I will tell you what.
Yeah, I don't know if there are any side bets going on there or not.
I would imagine there may be some friendly wagering going on, and probably some banter back and forth, too.
Yeah. Talk about the tournament itself. We can talk about the participants all day, but talk about the tournament itself and the way it's structured, because the structure has changed slightly this year, especially with the super seniors.
Yeah, you know, we had gotten some feedback in a few years ago about maybe super seniors maybe wanted to scale down and just play a couple of rounds instead of three. You know, it's historically been three rounds, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So last year we tried to switch it up a little bit and see what the response would be. We just went to two rounds, Friday, Saturday, for the super seniors. You know, the folks that played there then kind of gave us the opposite feedback. They felt like they wanted to go back to playing 3 days. So, you know, it is three grinding days, 18 holes a day, and depending on the temperature, it looks like the weekend is going to be great here temperature-wise. But we're back to 3 days for all three divisions.
Yeah, some folks might be thinking, well, gee whiz, 3 days of playing golf. Gee, sounds tough. But it's tournament golf, mm-hmm. and you're grinding a bit, you're thinking, you're constantly working on, you know, how to play the course, and the course conditions can change from day to day. It can be a bit of a stressful day.
Especially for folks coming from out of town, you know, playing in a course. Some of them have played it a lot, of course, as well. But, you know, it's challenging when you're not as familiar with the course.
Golf is stressful enough for some of us who play it all the time.
Very much so.
Very good. So for folks who would like to come out and enjoy some of the tournament, they're always welcome.
Absolutely. Everyone is welcome. We'd love to have you come. One thing that's a little different, folks have driven by the country club probably, but the normal entrance is closed off because we're playing a tournament. And so the folks would come up the Oakmont condo driveway. And sometimes parking can be a little bit limited because we have a lot of folks that come out. We love to have anybody that wants to come out and watch the tournament. The golfers love it, you know, it really brings a lot of enthusiasm.
And you've got plenty of food and drink each day for folks to enjoy?
Yep, we have food. Lunch is served in the clubhouse every day, and so there'll be burgers and brats and I think pulled pork. I don't remember what the menu is exactly this weekend, but yeah, they've got food in the clubhouse for the public.
And you've got a few other events going on. I think there's a long drive.
Yeah, that'll be fun Friday night after the round. We're going to have a long drive contest starting on hole number 7. And so the folks will be up there. And we do have divisions for that, open, senior, and super senior. And last year was the first year we'd done that. And it was a blast. Had a great time. A lot of folks stuck around and watched that. So I'd encourage folks to do that too, because there's some big hitters out there.
It's humbling to watch.
Those guys, the young guys, are so flexible and they can get so much club head speed. And it's amazing how far they hit the ball.
Yeah, very much so. The tournament itself runs pretty much all day, mm-hmm. Friday, Saturday, and then a good chunk of Sunday. We double up again on Sunday, right?
Yep, we do split tees. So they're teeing off front nine, back nine on that. So it does make it run, you know, we usually finish up early, mid-afternoon on that.
Sure. Well, we'll have live coverage here this weekend, as we have forever, but since it started, actually. This is, what, number 60-something?
Yeah, I knew you were going to ask me that, and Matt Mullinex is better at remembering that than I am. So I just want to mention, Jim, we are so appreciative of the coverage that KJN provides. It's, as you said, have been there from the very beginning, and, you know, the live updates, the live commentary, it's just great. You know, you can tune into KJN and just find out where your favorite local golfers are and, you know, how the course or how the tournament is ending up.
And of course, we'll also be posting that stuff online at kjan.com on our sports page as well, daily and throughout the day, but also through the Atlantic Golf and Country Club website, folks can follow along.
Yeah, that's correct. It's theagcc.com, or we'll also have links, I'm sure, on our Facebook page.
Okay, very good. So you can check that out too and follow right along and see how those golfers play from day to day. I'm sure if you're here in the area, you probably will find some names that are familiar to you. So you'll probably have some friends playing. Check it out. And if you want to come out and be supportive, all we ask is you just stay clear.
Yeah, you gotta make sure you stay, you know, out of the way that they're playing for sure.
Don't want anybody getting knocked in the noggin with a golf ball. We don't want to see that. So, very good. They can come on out and have fun and enjoy some good food and drink and enjoy what's going to be some pretty impressive golf here this weekend. Doug, thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Jim.